Hello and welcome to We Are All Stories, a Doctor Who podcast by Tess G Podcasts. I am Tess Green, and I just want to remind you to please use the hashtag WAASTGP and the handle at Tess G Podcasts whenever you Facebook, tweet, Instagram, etc. I just want to make sure I don't miss any of your wonderful comments or feedback. I appreciate it all so much, so I don't want to miss anything. Also, if you can please rate and review this podcast on iTunes, I would really, really appreciate it. And please check out my Patreon page, patreon.com/TessGPodcasts. I appreciate all the support you guys give. I just appreciate it so much. One thing I want to mention before we kick off this episode is that I think I forgot to mention that this is going to be a Monday podcast where I post every Monday. Hopefully. If everything goes well, that is my plan. Yeah, I just wanted to mention that so you guys aren't confused and expecting me to post multiple times a week. It's just on Mondays. I don't know how I chose Monday. I don't know why, but it seems to work out fine, so I'm glad about it. All right, let's get started with Series 1, Episode 6, Dalek. This is directed by Joe Ahame. I probably butchered that. I'm sorry, Joe. And written by Robert Shearman. And the original air date was April 30th, 2005. One thing I want to mention about this episode is that I was watching this episode and taking notes and planning out what I was going to say. And I only filled up 4 pages. And coming from an English major, 4 pages of notes is not very long. So I feel like we're going to have a really, a kind of quicker beat-by-beat section of this episode. Just because of the way that this episode worked out, I feel like it has more themes and more thoughtful questions and things to dive into, but not so much of the actual beat-by-beat part. So it'll be deeper at the end. So we'll have more things to say at the end of the episode when we can go back and dissect all the big themes and the big topics that get brought up. Okay, so for the cold open, we start in a kind of a dim-lit hallway with the TARDIS appearing. To no one's shock and dismay, I love the lighting in the scene. The TARDIS has this bluish-white light, and it's really quite ethereal. I really enjoy that. So we see them appear into this hallway, and the Doctor and Rose step out, mentioning that there was a signal calling for them to come here. So they don't know where they are. The Doctor does mention that. Once Rose asks, where are we? He's like, we're under so many feet underground and in Utah. I think it's Utah. 2012, so it's like he just knows because he's so smart. But I think he read it somewhere. Rose just didn't read it. But it sounds very like he just knew from looking around. He could tell what year it was. So the Doctor lights up. It turns on the lights. And it turns out to be an alien museum, which is kind of awesome. Because let's be honest, we would all go to this alien museum without a doubt. I like the fact that they have, like, a few things going on in this alien museum. We see some stuff from, like, our alien mythology. So there's, like, a hint at the Roswell crash. There's something about that. And then they mentioned again later in the episode about the Roswell crash. So I quite enjoy that little two-beat there. And then also we see some Doctor Who history. So we see the Slitheen arm that Rose points out, and then also the Doctor stops at a Cyberman head, which is in his past. So, very good. The Doctor mentions that something was reaching out to the TARDIS, calling out for help, reaching out for help. And then, of course, as per always, they get surrounded by military officials with guns pointing at them. And then Rose says, if someone's collecting aliens, that makes you Exhibit A. And we cut to credits. This is quite a good cold open in my point of view. I don't know if anyone else thinks differently. I think it quickly mentions the plot, tells us where we're going to go, gives the main points. We know that the Doctor's a target. We know that someone's collecting alien things. We know something was calling out to the Doctor. So it's nice, and it also does a throwback to some history, some alien history, which makes us think maybe this thing we're going to meet is alien history. Maybe. So, quite a few things. I enjoy this cold open. It's straight and to the point, and it's good. I like it. After the credits, we start with like a very military opening. So lots of like military people walking down a hallway. I don't know why that always is so military, but it was definitely that in that scene. This kind of throws back to Unit to me. Like, this reminded me, this whole section, a lot of Unit. And I don't know if that's also from the future of Doctor Who's Unit, and I disconnect it. And also, like, Torchwood. Like, it just kind of... Sorry for that spoiler, but if you haven't watched it, you probably don't know what that is, so it probably hasn't ruined anything. But yes, it reminded me of Torchwood and Unit. Just the way it was filmed, this whole episode really reminded me of it. So it's very interesting to get the different feel. It felt more sci-fi than mystical. Some of our episodes have been very mystical. Like the one with Charles Dickens, that was very mystical. This isn't as mystical, this is more scientific. And more military. So we see that, the military opening, and then we see, meet Henry Van Staten, who is kind of a jerk. He's very bossy, very narcissistic, and you can tell from this brief point of view, he has way too much power. Way too much. Because he's such a jerk. And they should never have power when you're a jerk. Which is very unquantifiable because everyone is a bit of a jerk. But anyhow. So we see him. He, like, gets rid of one of his people. I don't even know what that other person was doing. Because they disagreed with something that he said. And so he brainwashed them. Which is, again, way too much power for a person to have. Never have that much power. Power corrupts. Then we see through a blue lens that something is being tortured. So we kind of get that point of view. So we're, right now, we're very curious to what is going on. What is happening? And it's starting to build. And I do like the building of an episode and a building of the tension. So we now move to Henry Van Staten's office. And the doctor meets Henry Van Staten. And they have a good little chat. They start off kind of friendly, which is interesting. I mean, obviously, Henry Van Staten is a little bit rude, but he isn't too bad. And then he realizes the doctor knows a lot when he helps him with that instrument. And it's kind of interesting. I like that. I like that because, like, I don't like Henry Van Staten. And I think the doctor knows that Henry Van Staten's kind of a jerk, but kind of, like, accepts that some people are different. And then Henry Van Staten says this line, which is kind of awful. "You, doctor with no name, come and meet my pet." Yeah, I really don't like him. Which is funny. Because I don't really like Adam, who we meet shortly. It's not this episode that makes me dislike Adam, obviously. It's the next one. Okay, so we then move to the doctor getting ready to meet Metaltron, which is what Henry Van Staten dubbed it. He goes into this room. There's something issue with the power. It's dark. All you see is one little blue light. It is very ominous. The music is ominous. It's very creepy. And you just hear, like, the doctor reach out saying, "Hey, I'm the doctor," blah, blah, blah. And then you hear this very mechanical voice go, "Doctor, doctor." And then you see recognition flash across the doctor's face before the room lights up, and you see this metal thing in the middle of the room all chained up. And it is a Dalek. And you see the doctor panic. You see raw panic on his face. And so you know, something freaks the doctor out, you should be freaked out. I think that's safe to say. The doctor will be worried for his life and run from things, which he does frequently. Running is a common pastime for the doctor. But this terrified him. So that is interesting. And then, of course, when the doctor realizes that Dalek is unable to actually kill. The doctor freaks me out a little this episode. Because he gives us, like, great maniacal laughter. It's, like, creepy. The doctor gets a little dark this episode. He's very angry. He brings up the Time War, which every episode will slowly learn more and more about. And it's very interesting. The doctor comments about how he heard the... He's kind of taunting the Dalek, which is something we don't usually see. The doctor's usually quite nice, even though he's strong and he uses his words and he's very powerful. He is usually not stooping, like, he's stooping pretty low. He's kind of going to the level of the Dalek. Because the Dalek says, "I'm alone in the universe." And then makes a comment about how him and the doctor are the same. And then the doctor says, yes, exterminate. And starts to go after him. And then the Dalek says, you would make a great Dalek. Which, to be honest, in this scene I kind of get. He lets his emotion get in the way. He lets this get in the way. And I do understand, like, the Dalek can't live on. But there, the way that the doctor is overcome by it is a little bit terrifying. Just a wee bit. So we go from the scene where the doctor is torturing the Dalek. Just something I just don't like to see. I don't like... The doctor has a lot of emotions this episode, and clearly it's because the past is so painful. But I don't love this part of his emotions in this episode. We then move to Rose and Adam meeting and talking and kind of flirting. I like the moment where Adam explains that there's aliens and nobody knows about it. And it's all this big surprise. And Rose is like, yeah, yeah. Oh, really? Of course, Rose, you know way more than he could ever know. They kind of have a cute little moment. And then they check on the video to see the doctor. And Rose runs down realizing that the Dalek is being tortured. She doesn't know what it is. She doesn't know anything. The doctor then explains to Henry Van Stanton about the Dalek and what it is and how they need to kill it. Through this explaining, the doctor kind of explains that he's an alien, which means Henry Van Stanton is going to torture him and keep him and do experiments on him, which... I don't know why this brought this up. This makes me such a nerd, which is kind of self-explanatory. But anyhow, I'm a nerd. But at this moment, all I could think of was that show in, like, early 2000s, Roswell. Did anyone else watch Roswell? I watched it. I loved it. Marie and Michael. They were my favorite couple. But in that show, obviously, they're, like, terrified of getting, like, scientific experiments put on them because they are aliens from the Roswell crash. And that just made me think of this. I don't know why. I mean, I guess it's kind of the same thing, but, like, my mind directly jumped there. I was like, phew, just quick jump. Very weird. Anyhow, so the doctor's captured. Let's get over it. Let's jump away from that tangent. The doctor is captured, obviously, by Henry Van Stanton, who has a very annoying name to say. I wish that it was just Henry Smith or something. Anyway, Henry Van Stanton. And so he's put into chains and, of course, shirtless, which I wrote, shirtless, LOL. Any reason to take off the shirt of a star. That's all I wrote. he then gets scanned, which is painful, but I wonder why it's painful. Must be a more intense scan, because you can scan a human pretty easily, and the doctor's physiology is fairly similar to humans, so he wouldn't have to have this weird scan. He could just do a regular scan. I don't know. That moment, I guess that Henry Van Stanton wanted to be cool and use his super scanner. Dum dum dum. Okay. So get scanned. And then we go to Rose meeting the Dalek. And this moment is actually really sweet. I know that the Dalek cons Rose into... I have emotional feelings for it. But I love Rose and her ability to connect with everybody and anybody. She always falls for the underdog. Always. Adam's probably the closest thing to not an underdog that she's kind of flirted with or chatted to in an emotional level. Usually she's the hurt puppy on the side of the road. That's who she would go to. That's who she gravitates towards. But, so I really like this moment. She's very sweet. She cares a lot. She wears her heart on her sleeve. This is Rose. She cares. And I almost feel like that should be her slogan. Rose. She cares. It's totally her slogan. Someone should make fan art saying that. And yeah, she's very sweet, very emotional, and I like how the human touch, because she's a time traveler, which is funny because this does get brought up later, I think at the end of next season, if I am correct. I don't know why I said it like that. Anyhow, the human touch causes the Dalek to regenerate, almost. Kind of repurpose itself, to be reborn. All the words that start with re. Then we see Rose and Adam kind of back away from the room, and then the tech guy, the torturing guy, says to him, what are you going to do, suction me to death? And then does suction him to death. And he says, release me if you want to live, which makes me think of Arnold Schwarzenegger, of course. Come with me if you want to live. I wrote that line down because of that. No other reason. We see through this little scene and a couple little bits. So we see these deaths as they start to happen quite frequently this episode. And they're quite violent. And the, like, electric kind of x-ray, I don't know what it is, but it's quite violent of a death that we start to see. So it's quite sad. We then move on to see Henry Van Staten, and we learn, to no one's shock and dismay, that he cares only about himself and that he thinks humans are disposable or dispensable. Nonetheless, it's the same thing, and he's kind of a jerk, which is what we've learned, because the moment you think everyone else is dispensable and you're the most important thing along with the toys you play with, it's clearly you have some sort of superiority complex that we need to smoosh. We then run to the hall, to the staircase, where Rose is like, ha, they can't go upstairs. Look at them. They celebrate too early. Never celebrate too early, especially with a Dalek. We then feel the horror as the Dalek rises up, and we continue on our lovely running spree, as it were. One question, I know that it's due to plot, probably mostly, because we need them to be far behind. But why do Rose and Adam keep pausing and watching the Dalek? They should just continue out of there. Are they frozen in fright? Rose wouldn't be that person. She is quite intelligent, and she's been through this before. Not in this exact situation, but running for her life is no surprise. One thing we learn also from this next little section is that arrogance and narcissism kills you. Because that guy, if he had listened to the doctor, he probably wouldn't have survived, but he would have made a bigger dent on the Dalek. So, I keep hitting my nose on this microphone. He would have made a bigger dent with the Dalek. Also, it's quite poetic, this scene. I don't know why it's poetic. It's probably the music, which, again, beautiful. Because it's quite this operatic music as the Dalek hits the sprinkler and rises up. Quite beautiful sounding, and all the gun, like, nothing is hurting him. It's kind of peaceful. Weird that they did it that way, but throughout this whole episode, we feel a lot of things for the Dalek, and I'm not gonna lie, it's not hate. I don't hate the Dalek in this episode, even though we're supposed to, because the doctor is terrified of it, like, fearful and angry. So that's interesting. I don't know. We look at everyone dead on the floor, and it's quite sad. It's a sad feeling. This episode is very... It emotes. This is a very emotional episode. More than fear and hate and enemies and anger, it's sadness and loneliness. That's what I felt from this episode. I didn't feel the adrenaline. I didn't feel all these things. I mean, a couple times when you really thought Rose was going to die, a couple times there... I felt it, but not, the majority of it wasn't that. It was sadness. It was a very emotional episode, which was a surprise to me, because I thought this was going to be kind of a adventure episode, you know, when they run and we're all a team and we're fighting against the common enemy, but the way that they shot this episode, and I don't know if that's because of the beginning, when you are looking out from the Dalek being tortured. But you just don't feel hate towards the Dalek. Or at least I didn't. So if you guys felt hate, let me know. Because I did not. Sorry guys, this is the part when they said the Dalek says that he would have made a good Dalek. I obviously mixed that around. And we run and run, and then we realize probably the saddest moment of this episode. When we realize Rose didn't make it through. That is a moment of silent moment. And I agree with the doctor when he says, after he realizes she's alive, because first of all, she died and he was so upset. You see that killed him on the inside.
And then he asks, when he realizes she's alive, he's like, I killed her once, I can't kill her again. And you see how much Rose really means to the Doctor. She's not just some little passerby or a little tag-along. She's like family to him. She means a lot. I like how Rose says right before she's gonna, you know, die, I wouldn't have missed it for the world. She's happy to be on this journey. She loves this journey. She wouldn't miss out on it, even if it ends in her demise. Which, again, brings me to the point that this is another Death of Rose moment. Rose almost dies a lot. And not, like, almost dies, like, she was saved in the last minute, but, like, almost dies. Like, Rose was literally gonna die this moment. She was gonna die. It's a complete fluke that she didn't. We also see how brave Rose is at this moment. She's got guts. She's got strength. I like how the Doctor, this might be the title of the episode because I just love it, when he's talking to Adam about how Adam doesn't want to get, like, he kept all these things to the side just in case they wanted to brainwash him. And he's like, what are you going to do? Throw your A-levels at them? I don't know why that's so funny. Then we get to the last section where Rose and the Dalek are having a moment. They have this silent kind of emotional time together where the Dalek has evolved. It has evolved past being a Dalek, which of course is the worst thing that could ever happen to a Dalek because they are a robotic kind of army, kind of soulless. Not that the army is soulless, but like that's kind of like the military kind of feel. Soulless kind of look to it. It's very die, no feelings. They don't have feelings. That is the Dalek. That is a Dalek. So them evolving is not what they want. But you see this moment where he's just kind of like basking in the sun, and we see Rose realize like the Doctor is being unreasonable. He probably has reasons for feeling the way he does, but this Dalek is good. Like, she's made it evolve. It's better. The Dalek, of course, doesn't feel that way. He wants to die, so the Dalek kills itself. But this moment where it's, who am I? What am I? What is evolving? What is happening? Where Rose is kind of disappointed in the Doctor for his reaction to this Dalek. And, yeah. It says, ordered me to die. Which is, just awful. I could never. She's like, I can't. He's like, no, you have to. It's so hard. And then, you know, they head off. You see Henry Van Stanton, get taken over and thrown on the side of the street and get mind wiped, basically. And then Adam joins their little adventure team on the TARDIS. So that is the end of the episode, which ties it up nicely. It is way more emotional than I remember it. I was so excited for this episode because I'm like, it's going to be so fun. It's going to be an adventure. And it is a good episode, don't get me wrong. But it was not what I expected. I was really surprised. Way more emotional. It was like almost all emotion, which is why this beat by beat isn't very long. Because all I have notes is like sad, loneliness, last of its kind are just notes that are just like strewn throughout my book. Yeah, like it's very sad. A couple things. Bad Wolf was mentioned once. It was Henry Van Stanton's security call sign was Bad Wolf 1. We get a little bit more about Time Lord and Time War from the Doctor. We see a hint of the Cybermen, which is something that will come up. I don't know when the Cybermen come up, but they will come up this season. So yeah, we get a little bit of hints for the future. I'm sure there's more that I've missed of those. If you guys see any, just tweet that I'm wrong, which probably happens more often than not. I like how this kind of feels like a Torchwood or a UNIT kind of revolving episode, because we do have some of those in the future where they're more military and more structured in that way. Like, I don't know, it just felt more military to me. But I like how they took that feeling and they took that kind of space that they put this in, but made it like the most emotional episode. Because like Rose, like, oh my gosh, that moment the Doctor thought she was gonna die, it like broke my heart. It was so sad. Just so sad. Ugh. I love Rose and the Doctor. They're so sweet together. But I do like this episode. I like how it is less mystical and a little bit more sci-fi. It's a little bit more, I don't know, it has different feeling to it. I like that it's so emotional, and at the end you get this creature that's supposed to be hateful and obviously terrifies the Doctor and obviously is scary, and you aren't scared of it. We follow Rose, I think, a lot on this episode. I feel like we really tag along with her and are her. I think it's filmed a little bit from her point of view. I mean, that is my opinion. I don't know for certain it's not strictly filmed from her point of view, but I really connected with Rose in this episode, and I really felt what she felt. I pitied the Dalek, which is weird coming from me, because later on I will not. Well, in some episodes I will not. Yeah, a little different of an episode, because it is so emotional, and it is less, to me, structured. Not to say that it isn't structured, but I found the structure way less important than the emotion, so I wrote less notes. And yeah, one thing I'm bringing up, though, is Rose dying. That is a thing. That is a theme. I am sticking to it, and we are going to trace it all the way through her run on Doctor Who, because death is a thing for Rose. I didn't think that it was going to be, but it is. Huh. I guess everyone learns something new. Let's do my favorite part. Which is kind of my favorite part. I didn't mean it like that, but okay. My favorite character this episode would probably be... I mean, it's hard. I don't like a lot of the characters this episode. Which is funny, because I don't really like the Doctor in parts of this episode, because he's so angry and I don't really agree with it. So I'm going to say Rose. She's my favorite main character. And then for a small random character that I don't even think has a name, I really like the lady on the staircase. She had some strength in her. She really emoted well when she was going to die. It was really well done. She acted her heart out. I really liked her. My favorite scene, which is kind of morbid, and I don't mean it in a morbid way, I just felt it was really emotional and I really connected with the scene. I really like Rose's death scene when she gets locked in and you knew she didn't run fast enough. Ugh, it was just so sad. And the Doctor's face. You just know sadness. And then my least favorite scene, which isn't so much a scene, but basically anything that has Henry Van Stanton on it. I really did not like him, so he is my least favorite scene. And I have a couple questions for you guys, just a couple. What were your feelings with the Dalek this episode? Did you connect with it? Did you pity it? And I know that you're supposed to pity it in the scene that Rose obviously puts a hand on it and regenerates it. But did you pity it a little bit the whole way through? Because I kind of pitied it the whole way through. It's kind of the underdog. I don't know. I might be exaggerating and I might be reading far too much into it. But that's how I felt. So let me know how you guys feel. And my second question is, do you think the Doctor was a little bit unreasonable? That he was a little too angry? I kind of felt he did. Or could it be that he was filmed that way, that the director wanted him to look too angry? So it's kind of like they would put really, I don't know, they just filmed it in a way that he looked unreasonable, whereas he could be reasonable. I don't know, that made sense in my mind and on paper. I don't know if it made as much sense coming across here, but that is my second question, so be as it might, like hopefully it makes kind of sense. Everybody, I want to kind of give a shout out to one of my listeners. Let me get this out in front of me. To my good buddy Razakai Ren, who is Ryan on Twitter. Hopefully I say your name right. I'm really sorry if I say your Twitter handle wrong. But you wrote such a lovely review for me and I really appreciate it, so thank you so much. Fantastic. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate our little conversations. They're so fun, talking about Doctor Who. Obviously, I'm a big nerd and can never stop talking about Doctor Who. So guys, that brings us to the end of this episode. I just want to thank you guys so much for your continued support. I love you guys so much. You are literally the best listeners ever. If you can please rate and review on iTunes, I really appreciate it, and I will give you a shout out if you do. Also, please use the hashtag WAASTGP and the handle at TessGPodcasts whenever you tweet, Instagram, Facebook, etc. I want to make sure I get all your feedback, and that is the easiest way for me to do it. So please always do that. Also, I do have a Patreon page. It is patreon.com/TessGPodcasts. And I appreciate any support you guys can give. I want to continue making these ad-free, and I might need some help doing that. So any support is great. I just want to reiterate that I will be back next Monday with Series 1, Episode 7, The Long Game. So this is a good, fun episode with some fun characters in there. And I'm excited about it because it'll be a good one. They're all good. I can't help it. I just love all of Doctor Who. Even the episode I like a little bit less, I still love them. Can't help but love them. But thank you guys so much. Before I ramble on forever, I appreciate everything you guys do. I'm so appreciative of you guys listening to me and also supporting me and helping me and tweeting me and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I love you all. XOXO. Ciao for now.